Welcome to
Radio.
Welcome to the return of the medium at large on the last day of a Mercury retrograde. Well, my hope had been to get started here a little bit earlier, run a test. And what happened was, until now, 7 minutes into the show, it was not possible to even dial in as the host. The tech support people, I'd like to say they were very helpful. I'd like to say that. So now I'm going to do the best I can to talk to you a little bit about mediumship and how this works. The most important thing to know about mediumship, of course, is that with regard to mediumship, you are connecting to people in spirit, and you are attempting to bring through evidence of the survival of the human spirit. That would be the goal. With psychic work, and a lot of people confuse what is psychic and what is mediumship. With psychic work, you're tuning into the person in a physical body. With mediumship, you're tuning into a person who is not in a physical body. That really is the sole difference. Can a person appear to be doing mediumship if, in fact, they're actually tuning in psychically? Well, it can look that way. A person can talk to you about your grandmother in spirit and be getting that information from you, actually. The big difference then would be the difficulty in connecting with grandma and bringing through her information, her energy, and her own words. So the real difference there is who you're connecting to. It's not always easy to tell right away whether a person is doing mediumship or whether they're doing psychic work. So the goal here is to take calls and to do a little bit of mediumship on air. And I'm going to make an attempt to do that, although honestly, I've not had time to meditate or tune in or pray into spirit. I'm not quite sure how this is going to work. Just basically coming down off the ceiling from an hour and a half on tech support with Blog Talk Radio, my first time back. So as you can see, I'm still not 100% over that one, trying to be spiritual about it. Yes, it is the last day of Mercury retrograde. Tomorrow, I believe, Mercury begins to go direct. It is today, technically, it is stationary in sign and not moving forward, not moving backward. It's just stationary. So there can be some issues, but let's see what happens. If you're game, I'm game. So let's give it a try. And hi, can you hear me? Hello. Are you there? Well, let's try it again. Hello, are you there? Caller, hoping to hear you. Hello. Hello, caller, are you on air?
Susan.
Hi, who are we speaking with tonight?
Hi, it's Alicia.
Alicia.
I'm really glad you were able to get in. This is great. I mean, finally, I actually called into the show to see if I could, if maybe, you know, I was trying to get on my phone on BTR online and it wasn't working. So I thought, hey, I'd call in, maybe that would work. So then I was glad. I just kind of zoned out and was listening to the elevator music. And then I was really grateful to hear you come on, Seth.
Well, thank you very much for being patient and waiting for an opportunity to get in. And
absolutely.
And I'm still pretty much coming down off the ceiling from my lovely experience of an hour and a half with tech support, not being able to get in. To my first return show back. Welcome back. Here's a technical problem that will last you an hour and a half until 5 or 7 minutes into your show. Really, really calming and pleasant way to ease back in.
Yes, but you would like to think that they were helpful. I like the way you put that.
Yes, you would like to think this. I still would like to think this. So anyway, I had forgotten what it was like to be on Blog Talk before. There are technical glitches with almost every show, or there were almost 3 years ago. And then now it's 2017, so one expects perhaps some improvement. You know, we can send a man to the moon. Presumably, we can get Blog Talk Radio to work. At least that's the idea.
Yes, so, it hasn't changed at all.
Apparently, there are still the same issues. But we are going to give it a try because we are wonderfully patient people out there in radio land. You are the first of your breed, and I want to thank you so much for being patient with me as I'm sitting here. I'm going to try to tune in and see who I can find in spirit around you as an example of mediumship as opposed to psychic work. And I think the goal of tonight's show should be to explain the difference between the two. So if you'll forgive me taking the extra time to pray in. When I start a reading, I always pray to tune in and, you know, there's no question. I mean, let me back up here. Some people are concerned about how you're connecting to people in spirit. Aren't you worried about evil spirits or some such nonsense? And no, I don't hang out in bad neighborhoods in my physical body or in the spirit world. But the prayer is sort of a way of slipping into an altered state of consciousness and providing for the right reception, the right energy, so that you can hopefully tune into the right people. But I'm going to go ahead and do that now. And we'll see what happens here. I have no idea given the circumstances, but we'll give it a shot. Heavenly Father, Divine Mother, beloved friend God, surround and protect us with your love, your light, your truth, and your wisdom. Guide us that all messages tonight be for the highest and the best, clearly received and clearly understood. Om peace. Amen. And I'm being made aware of a gentleman in spirit who actually is wearing a hat. And I feel that this is an older guy. He takes off his hat. And he's showing me that he's a little bit sparse on top. He has hair, but it's quite thinning. He stands at a distance. He's making me feel that he's been patiently waiting all this time to try to come through. And my feeling is he is a patient guy by nature, that would be a piece of evidence he would want me to bring you as well in description. Would you understand this gentleman by the description so far?
So far, yes.
And would you understand this man to be a pleasant sense of humor? And it's like he gives a knowing look. You know, he's not the kind of guy to give you a wink and a nod, but if he were, that would be the attitude here. He's giving me a knowing look as if to say, what do you expect with modern technology? I feel like he didn't 100% trust at all. Would you understand that with him?
Yes.
And would you also understand that at the same time, he liked his new toys, he liked electronics, he liked things. He just didn't 100% trust them in terms of reliability. Would that be correct?
Yes. Yes, it would.
And would this man be a relative? Because he has a feeling like father, grandfather, father. I'm leaning more towards father. Would this make sense to you?
It sure does, yes.
And is this dad then? Is that correct?
Yes, it is, yes.
I feel like he was he of slight build, or was this just towards the end?
Yes, he was not a tall statured gentleman.
Okay. I'm also feeling that he was not heavy. He was of slight build horizontally. Would that be correct as well?
Yes.
Okay, thank you.
Yes.
You know, he shows up in a lightweight jacket. He's making me feel that it's very important to always dress for the weather. And he also makes me feel like he's wrapping a scarf around your neck. Like, was he always the kind of guy who would have made sure you were buttoned up because you didn't button up enough?
Yes, he would always ask me what the weather was like, and he always had such a concern about weather. So,
thank you. So he is still being true to that. And now I know you to be somewhere on the East Coast, but he takes me all the way to the coast. Is that correct? Are you all the way on the coast?
I'm in Massachusetts, so that's pretty close.
Okay. So then would you also understand with this guy a strong work ethic?
Yeah, yes.
And he's talking about you being a real go-getter and a strong hard worker as well. Is that correct?
Yes.
And he's talking also about you having either switched jobs or changed directions, maybe a new career. But I feel like there's been a change up for you in this area. Is that correct as well?
Well, I'm in the same position, but it has changed quite a bit. It's become a lot busier over the past couple of years.
Okay. And while I would love to take that as a yes, it's not exactly the impression he was giving me. So if you'll indulge me, I'm going to back up and see if I can understand what he's trying to get across here. Because interestingly, he's not communicating verbally. He's giving me thought impressions. And while it's easy to misinterpret those, I'm trying to be very careful. But I also want to take that as a piece of evidence. If a person in spirit is communicating in a particular way, that usually is a piece of evidence. Either he was unable to speak to you prior to passing, or he never was a highly verbal person, and he was more, emotion-based. Now, which of those sense to you. So both are in fact correct? Okay.
Yes,
and
both are correct.
And he's also standing here with an old-fashioned lunch pail. Did he go to work in some kind of a factory setting or a setting where it was a daily 9-to-5 and every day he was clocking in?
No, he didn't.
Okay, I'm not sure what the reference to that is unless we have somebody else in here with him, because I've definitely got a guy standing here. I feel like we're talking about, we've got a second spirit coming in overlapping over the first. I feel he connects to Dad. So he is connected to Dad, and he is showing me standing there with a lunch pail. And so we've got a gentleman who comes through here who would have worked either factory work or something so specific that he would have gone in every day with his own lunch like this.
I mean, it certainly could be someone on his side of the family. It could be his father. I'm not too familiar.
Okay, so if you're not familiar, I won't go too much further, but I suspect you'll be talking to people. So I want to make sure to honor this gentleman and let him know that you know that he has been here. I'm looking to see if I can give you another piece. He makes me feel as if he is even closer to coast than you are. And his working situation is very close to water, because now I'm getting seagulls wheeling overhead with their particular seagull talk. They're kind of, you know, they make a particular bird noise that is unique to seagulls. And so he's giving me these signs as a way of saying that he would have been close to that. He also ties into the World War II period of time. So I believe we're talking to grandfather here. He's also making me feel a connection to a woman he would have been married to for a long time, who would have taken care of things at home while he was working. And it's not a factory. It's something very much like factory or routine work, something along those lines. So if you don't have knowledge of this specifically, please get this checked out. He wants you to know that he was here. I get a sense that he would have passed when you were very small. Is that correct?
If it's my father's father, he passed when I was very young, under a year old, I think.
Okay, because I'm looking at like two. And I'm going to I'm going to go out on a limb here and be specific and say 18 months to 2 years of age, because the feeling is you were either just walking and wheeling around like a little bitty drunk, or just on the verge of walking. It's like real close to that time period, because he shows me that kind of memory of you. He's also making me feel an inability to get there to visit with you as often as he would have liked in that time. So he would have lived a little distance away from you. There would have been issues why he couldn't get over there. Also, he's talking about an issue with his throat. So he or somebody around him would have either had cancer of the throat or some kind of related issue that stems, feels to me like cigarette smoking. There's a burning sense with this as well. Does that make any sense to you? He's still throwing evidence.
Yes, well, my father had cancer in the throat area.
Larynx? Would that make sense to you?
Thymus, I believe. It was very rare cancer.
Okay. There is some particular issue with the larynx with this gentleman as well. So if we have Dad stepping back in and talking over him.
Yeah, my father.
Yes. He's still here as well.
Okay. Yes.
Now, I also, this guy feels different. So it's the energy we first had. He also is a sensitive man. He's also a very caring man. He's a thoughtful man. And he has a very artistic nature. Does that make sense to you?
Definitely, yes.
I don't know if he actually painted or painted signs, or he's talking about having painted a sign. But for some reason, this is what I'm given. What is the deal with him painting something outside, possibly a sign? Does that make sense to you?
Let's see. I'll have to think about that. He sometimes, I don't know. I can't think of what it is off the top of my head. But he's painted outside on occasion. You know, he get out some spray paint and do different things. So I'll have to think of what project that could have possibly been.
Also, who had a house with a barn? Because he's talking about somebody had a house with a barn. He's showing a red barn.
Oh, wow. Interesting. That's my next-door neighbor has one, a house with a barn, and there is something to do with that.
Okay. And would you understand an issue with this barn? Because I got to tell you, as I'm looking at this barn, it's like it begins to lean over like it might fall.
Well, there's an issue with it for sure. I mean, that's definitely possible that it may not be in the best shape. Yes.
Okay, because I'm feeling like your dad is saying painting it won't even help much.
I don't think that's the problem,
is painting it. Also, there's like an old horse in connection with this barn, but this may be a horse that is no longer there in the living.
That's possible.
Okay. Now, you have a small child around you?
I don't have a small child around me.
Who connected to you has a small child?
Small as in very small. I have friends who have children that are young.
Okay, because I'm going with single digits. This is not somebody who's yet reached 10.
Okay. Well, I have Well, my very best friend has a 2-year-old stepchild.
Okay. And would this be somebody who's been running around on your property during visits?
No, not yet, but probably soon.
Okay. The feeling I'm getting is there's talk about somebody who's been to your property running around out back.
Okay. Oh,
a
interesting.
Kid. So you've got somebody who has visited with a child running around out back. I feel like Dad is concerned about this. I don't know what's been going on over there, but if there's been like roofers or something, I feel like there's still either nails on the ground that haven't been picked up. There's concern about this.
Okay.
So have you had work done outside where there may be some little particles and things that are lying around out there?
You know, it's really interesting. I don't know if he's still giving you images, but there's been somebody who's been sort of trespassing on my property, who is kind of a person who is not necessarily has good intentions, and maybe he's concerned about my safety with that person.
It could very well be, because the issue is definitely a safety concern.
Yeah,
and
he's
concerned. Also, interestingly, there's a legal tie-in here as well.
Yes, there is.
Okay. So enough said about that situation, but he wants to caution you also with regard to making sure that there are not things lying around out there that could be a reason that someone could instigate some kind of a legal action.
Yes, that makes sense. Mm-hmm.
Okay, I'm glad it makes sense to you. It often doesn't to me, and this is one of those times.
Yeah.
But if it makes sense to you that it's reaching the intended target, I'm very grateful for that. I also want to talk a little bit about either you have somebody who's doing your taxes, or past tax date, but there's mention of somebody who is doing your accounting or your bookkeeping. There's a reference to a person who's doing this, either it's a new person, but I'm being made to feel I need to direct attention to that person. So what's going on with the person either doing your accounting, doing your taxes? And even though you and I both know that this show takes place, you know, in May, so it can't possibly be taxes due from this year, there's still a reference to it. So what does that mean to you?
This is the first year that I've done my own taxes in a few years, and I've had previous years, I had a friend do them last year, and the year, and then the rest of my life, I pretty much had my ex-spouse used to do them.
Okay, because the feeling is you have a new person doing them now. If that new person is you, was there an extension filed? Something is still hanging.
No. Well, hopefully everything is good with that. There wasn't an extension filed. Is he definitely talking about taxes, or is it something else financial in nature, potentially?
It's financial. It feels like it connects to your accounts, to keeping track of everything and keeping records of things. To my mind, that's taxes. There's at the very least a connection to taxes with all of this. So if you are setting up records for the next year, he wants you to be certain to do things correctly and take no shortcuts.
Yes.
Also, there is talk about a person's advice to be welcome in all of this, and don't bluster through on your own if you can get advice too.
Okay. Mm-hmm. Yeah, I think I know exactly what he's talking about, and I probably move forward too quickly in my decision. I'm not quite sure, but I think potentially he might be talking about I hope nobody I know is listening, but I did recently take out a loan against my 401k because my dogs have needed some surgeries and different things, and so it became very expensive. And so I don't know if that was a good idea or not, but...
If you would understand, he understands that there is an emotional attachment to the animals, but he would not necessarily have made the same choices.
Right.
And so while I have no specific opinion in this, I heard the expression, I have no dog in this race. So what I feel like his opinion is, and to my mind, this is another piece of evidence showing that he knows what's going on, that he has some concern about you doing things correctly in such a way that you're taking care of your best interests long term. It's important to him. More than anything, that your records are accurate of everything that you're doing.
Because
the feeling I'm getting is that you're not necessarily together and up to date with all records.
Well, that's possible.
Humor him and set up a really good, filing system to keep track of everything. So that at the end of the day, you can pull it out and he'll be real proud of you that you got everything. Because the other thing you feel is you've got things in more than one place. And
he says
by the time you get to it, you will not be able to put your hand on everything. You'll be running around going, where is it? So take time now and put everything together where you can find it again.
Dad is
a pretty organized guy, and yet the feeling is he wouldn't have described himself that way. Does that make sense to you?
Yeah, he was pretty organized for sure. Mm-hmm.
But to his mind, it's more about being responsible than being organized. He would have described himself as a very responsible guy, but I feel like compared to others he would compare himself to within the family, he would not be the most organized guy in the room.
Right, that's true. Mm-hmm.
Nevertheless, to him, this is part of responsibility, and he's certain that you can keep up with that and do that. Now, your mom is still in the living, is that correct?
She is, yes.
Okay, and she has had some health issues as well, is that correct?
Mm-hmm.
And would you understand a recovery with her with regard to, I'm feeling the chest area? Would that make sense to you?
Correct, yes.
Okay. And the feeling is still convalescing, should not push herself too fast, too soon.
Mm-hmm.
This is a woman who's not really patient with slow, gentle recovery. Would you understand that?
Yes, she does a lot. She does a lot more than she probably should, yes.
Well, furthermore, if told that she can't do everything or she's tired when she normally wouldn't, she not only gets impatient with that, with her dad says it can trigger depression. So you want to be real supportive and encouraging to get her to snap out of that.
Okay.
Because you don't want her to fold up and refuse to do anything.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Okay. His dad wants her to continue on the slow, steady road to recovery without pushing anything. Now, I don't know if she had surgery in the chest area, but the feeling that I'm being made to feel here is that there was either a pulled muscle, a torn suture, an issue with post-surgical, something that was like done too soon created a situation for her. Would you understand that?
I think so. Yes, she had a heart issue, and there were different procedures done, and she had an ablation, which burns a part of the heart.
Okay.
So, and it kept being put off, and everything was all, you know, off schedule, and things kept happening, and then there was a clot, and it couldn't be done, and so forth and so on. So, yes.
Okay. I want to make sure you understand that whatever it was that happened afterwards that became an issue was due to pushing yourself too hard, making sudden moves, something like tears a little bit, if that created the clot situation. Now, I don't know if this is a few months ago, but it feels like it's behind us at this point. And yet
yes,
the
recovery it's behind us. It's,
not complete yet. I feel
I'm not sure. I hope it's complete. I hope so.
And the recovery that I want to say is to skin, to tissue. I feel sensitivity still, and I'm feeling inflammation at times still.
Okay.
In areas that, she's impatiently waiting for all of that to subside.
I'll have to have a chat with her about these things, because if she is still experiencing symptoms, she'd be the type who'd be unlikely to tell me.
Okay. I don't get any concept that there is a problem or an issue with that, just that things don't happen overnight. Be patient.
Yes, of course. Yes.
Okay. Well, thank you very much. I'm glad we're able to bring through
that.
And thank you so much for being the first caller.
Yay! Thank you so much, Susan. It's so nice to chat with you. Thank you so much for having your show again. I've been waiting 3 years for this moment.
Thank you so much. And hopefully next week a whole lot smoother. So be sure to call back in. Okay, take care and have a great evening.
You too. Thank you. You too. Thank you so much. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. And we have another caller. Let's see. All right, you're on the air. 817. Are you there? Try it this way. Are you there, 817?
It's me again.
Okay. All right. Well, stay tuned, and I'm going to go ahead to the next caller.
Yes.
Hi, you're on the air. Hello? All right. Hello? We'll try it again. Have we got somebody here? Are you there? Okay. So we have one more number that somebody may have walked away from their phone. We're going to give it a try. Let's see here. We have somebody else. And you're on the air. Hello? Are you there?
Hello?
Hi.
Hi.
Who am I speaking with?
Jillian.
Hi. So, Jillian, is that right? With a G?
Yes. with a G.
Okay, thank you. Thank you for calling in this evening. And is it okay if we touch in and do a quick check to see who you have in spirit around you?
Yes.
Okay. So I'm going to go ahead and tune in one more time with a prayer. Heavenly Father, Divine Mother, beloved friend God, surround and protect us with your love, your light, your truth, and your wisdom. Guide us that messages be for the highest and the best, clearly received and clearly understood. In peace, amen. I don't know if you know somebody who might have lost a child, but the first feeling I get is a small child present here tonight. Would that make any sense to you?
Well, my brother lost one of his kids. My mom also lost one of her child.
Okay, I'm looking at a little girl.
Oh, my sister. My sister lost a little girl.
Okay. And so I just want to make sure that this little girl that you understand this is a little girl talking about her mother, who still is not 100% over her loss, if that would make sense to you. Would this have been a child who would have been a baby at time of passing? Would that make sense?
It was a stillbirth, yeah.
Okay. So that you know, if you would pass this along to your sister, please. When an infant passes or when a child is not able to be viable in the world upon delivery, they continue to grow up on the other side. And so she is letting you know to pass along to your sister. Would this be about 4 or 5 years ago?
Oh, this was 18, a long time, no, like 20-something years ago.
Then let me back up because I want to make sure that I deliver this to the right person. We've got a little girl who's showing herself to be around 4 or 5 years of age. She shows up with very long, curly hair. If you're not able to place this person right now, I won't go too much further except to say he was lost, younger, feels to me like in infancy, I don't think this is a stillborn situation, but in infancy. So if you're not able to place this later when you have the time, it occurs to you who this is, please let her mother know that her daughter is doing well. And all the time people forget who they've got in spirit around them. It's not like we can specifically direct we're going to pull up so-and-so in spirit. Not in control. The spirit people are. So I'm going to thank this little girl for coming.
Okay.
And I want to see who else we have around you. I also feel you have a woman around you in spirit who connects to you as a woman who would have been quiet prior to passing. This would have been somebody who wasn't able to speak, or whether it's a physical thing or an emotional thing, not able to speak prior to passing, would that make sense to you? This would have been a woman who would have been over at time of passing.
If you go on more, maybe I can spot her. But
it seems to me like she connects somehow to mother. So if this isn't mother, this is a woman who connects to mother to you.
Maybe my great-grandmother.
This is a woman who's showing herself sitting a great deal prior to passing. I feel like she may have either been hospitalized or in a nursing home situation prior to her passing. And the feeling is also that there was something wrong, that she was unable to walk much prior to passing as well. Does this make sense?
Yes.
Okay.
Yeah, my great-grandmother, she was very old when she passed, and she was bedridden, wasn't in a hospital, but it was, I guess, you know, in a house being taken care of.
Right.
She was extremely old and
okay.
couldn't
and
walk anymore.
And there was an issue with her feet as well. It's as if one foot turns in funny. I don't know how you remember about the situation. Enough to where it bears mentioning. So give that a little thought as well. Now, is your mother still in the living, please?
Yes.
Okay. So this is a woman connecting to your mother. How is this woman connected to your mother? Is this her mother or
me?
Her? I'm sorry?
Her grandmother. Her grandmother.
Would you understand with regard to your mother and her? The woman in spirit is saying that there is a very special connection between her and your mother. Does that make sense to you?
Yes, from what my mother told me, that they really liked each other.
There's more even than that. Either there is a same name, but there is something that they have in common. I feel almost like we're talking about a namesake here. There's also a question of your mother taking care of this lady a great deal prior to her passing. Would you understand that?
I can ask my mother if she did that.
Okay. And then there is talk about with regard to your mom currently, I feel like she is either in a situation where she needs some assistance or needs a little bit of help. But the feeling is there that it's time for people to help your mom out a little bit. Would you understand a current situation that your mom is in where she could be reaching out for a little help or assistance?
What kind of help? Emotional help or?
That hasn't been made clear yet, but the feeling is like this woman, this grandmother, is saying that if she were there, she would return the favor and be of some help to your mother.
Okay, I can find out what she needs.
To reach out and hug your mom.
Yeah, well, she lives with my sister, and my sister is mentally off her walker, so maybe that could be it.
So if you would understand people in spirit sympathetic to your mom and giving her hugs, so if that would make sense to you, please know that you've got lots of love and support from the other side of life for what your mom is going through. I feel like your mom is an extremely patient woman as well. Is that correct?
Well, she tries.
Well, she's being patient with your sister. I don't know if your sister and your mom have conflicts or if your sister is emotionally agitated at this point, but that is a situation that I'm being called to pay attention to and point at. Does
that
make any sense to you?
Yeah, it could get tumultuous with my sister. You know, she's in this relationship with this abusive guy, and sometimes she brings him over there, and my mom doesn't like it, and
There is talk of abuse from spirit, and so apparently they're talking about this in connection with your sister. The strongest feeling I'm getting, and this is probably not mediumship, but probably psychic, which actually works out well for us tonight because we get to sample the difference between the two, is that your sister emotionally agitated a great deal of the time.
Yes, because she's mentally ill, yes.
Almost like rubbing a cat the wrong way. Like it's like, you know, the arched back, the hiss. Something about that in connection with your sister's mental state much of the time. I feel your mom as though walking on eggshells around this and yet trying to be assistance.
What was that?
Your mom walking on eggshells around your sister but trying to be of assistance here. I don't know if your sister has kids as well, but I feel like your mother is extremely busy over there. Are there kids involved too?
No children. She goes to school. She's trying to, you know, after raising four children, she wants to go back to school and get a degree. So she's busy with schoolwork.
Okay. This would be mom now. Is that correct?
Yes. Yes.
Okay. Your mother more than up to it mentally. She has always had the ability to perform well academically and somehow never had the opportunity. Does that make sense?
Well, I mean, she's struggling right now. I mean, when she was younger, yes, but now she's in her 60s, she's struggling.
If she would be patient with herself on this, because she certainly is up to the task. is what I'm being made to feel. Mm-hmm. Your mom can be wrestled and can take on too much, but she's more than capable of managing if she allows herself to take things one step at a time.
Yeah.
Okay, so if that would make sense to you. Also, there is a sense that you are missing a friend. Do you have a friend in spirit? Because I feel like there is a female in spirit that connects to you that way. A friend or life sister to you. Does that make any sense?
Yeah, I had an older woman that was a friend of mine who passed away 5-6 years ago.
Okay.
Yeah.
I see telephone with her, and I'm being made to feel that much in the way of phone calling used to happen. Were you talking on the phone with her a good deal?
I can't remember. I think we met more in person. I mean, we would call, and I would call her to come to meet up. But other than that, we wouldn't sit on the phone too much.
Okay.
We were more in person.
Okay. She is showing me a telephone. She deliberately is shoving it in front of me. And I'm being made to feel that there is a message in this. So somebody connected to you and connected to this woman that you have not been in touch with, that she is requesting that you call and stay in touch with. Would you understand a third person that would have been a friend of the both of you or a friend of hers, perhaps more than yours?
Yeah, well, they're all like, you know, like much, I mean, I was in my 20s and she was in her 50s and 60s. They were all much older than me, but I used to hang out with them, you know, once in a while.
Okay.
So
since,
I don't.
Since you're not specifically recalling, I'm just going to sum this one up. Apparently she's talking about a person who you have lost touch with, who would have been a friend of hers that you would have known as well, who would be quite elderly at this point and possibly incapacitated. The phone being placed in front of you, she is asking if it is possible to stay in touch with this woman, to give her a little bit of encouragement.
It is a woman, not a man, because it was a man who we used to keep in touch with, and he could be much older now. Yeah.
And would you understand this man being very gentle in nature? Because
yeah,
this is
actually,
a woman, it would be the temperament would be very soft, gentle. That might be off on the gender, but she's talking about somebody who is a very soft and gentle person, who at this point doesn't have many people to communicate with.
Oh, yeah, there could be a couple of people that I can think of. They were all, you know, much older than me. So, and I've lost touch with all of them since she has passed away. So I don't even know if I still have their phone number. There was one woman and there was a couple of guys.
If you understand somebody who also connects to smoke, whether this is cigarette or pipe smoke, I'm feeling I'm leaning more towards something more fragrant. So pipe, but this is somebody who would have smoked.
The smoking, no. I don't understand the smoking.
There is pipe smoking around this person that I'm being brought to make mention of. So now I'm wondering if this is another person in spirit stepping forward with pipe. Do you connect to a gentleman who would have smoked a pipe? I'm just going to ask directly.
A pipe smoker. Well, my father, there was a guy that had rented us a place.
Okay.
Was very
so
old. That
uses... closer to you. You have a gentleman in spirit. This is not, apparently we've wandered off the track with this woman who's trying to connect and give you a message. We have somebody else who steps forward in spirit who connects to you, who has some connection to your mother as well, who would have smoked a pipe. And it's a very smelling, fragrant pipe.
I can think of someone who smoked a pipe that was like a distant relative.
Okay. This is a guy who has a particular way of smoking this pipe, which is interesting. And you might want to mention this to your mother because this might help her with identification. It's like he holds the pipe in his teeth and then sucks on it and smokes it that way, which is interesting. And then every now and then takes it out of his mouth and talks and then puts it back in his mouth. And he leans back and he's thinking and listening and nodding. But he's showing me specific traits, specific character traits and things that either you or your mother would remember about him.
Yeah, yeah, I can. I was very little, but yeah, I can remember someone like that. Yeah,
a connection to things like televisions or radios that I feel he either tinkered with or he had something to do with in that regard.
That part I don't understand.
Okay. Would you happen to know if he either collected old radios, TVs, and tinkered with them?
I would have to ask my mother that.
Okay, because there is a reference to that as well. I'm being shown specifically like these weird tubes that used to go in. I don't know if they just went in TVs or in radios. I mean, this is so long ago that I barely remember seeing these tubes at all. So they were around still in the 60s. But I couldn't tell you what they were to. But I'm being made to feel that this is somebody who enjoyed doing tinkering like that.
Okay, I can ask my mom.
It's like things people throw out, and he takes them in. This is perfectly good, and he fixes them up.
Okay, I don't remember, but I can ask my mother.
Okay, please do. I'm looking around to see if we have somebody else in spirit around you. And while I'm not feeling that, I feel like I'm supposed to talk to you about work issues. Are you currently working?
I do give spiritual advice to people, and that's what I'm doing now. But I left my current job like a year and a half ago now. Last 9 to 5.
And with you doing spiritual advice, would you understand working on the phone a good deal with this?
No, it's more in person.
Okay. I'm being shown you working with regard to telephone. So if this is not your spiritual advice job, I'm being given reference to you working by phone or working in a situation where you're on the phone a good deal, because I hear it ringing around you. It does have to do with a current or recent job. Does this make any sense to you?
In a year and a half where I was working, I was in finance, so there wasn't a lot of phone. I mean, when I was on the phone, I was just talking to people, but it wasn't my job to handle the phone. Like, I wasn't a phone person, but I would make phone calls, but it wasn't
I do feel you in an office setting, and I feel a lot of busyness going on in this office. It doesn't feel dead. It feels like there's a lot happening in this office. If this is the past, I don't know if you're considering going back into something of this nature, but I have to say a door is opening in that direction again.
Okay, maybe, but I wouldn't go back to that. No, that was what a nightmare. I'm done.
No, I can only give you what I'm getting, and I understand you not wanting to go back to an unpleasant situation. I'm just passing along a message. I'm being shown and I'm being told that an opportunity will be opening up for you to go back into an office setting that is something of a busy place. The phones are ringing off the hook is the general conception here. And you will be busy there, and I don't know what you could possibly have to do with reception, but I feel front desk connected as if you're either intaking with people and assisting them to get them placed where they need to go next, but it's almost an easing into, not exactly what you did before.
Yeah, that wouldn't be something I would be interested in, but you never know.
Never know. When an opportunity comes up, of course, thanks to free will, you can say yes, you can say no. I'm just here to tell you to head it your way. I do feel that you have not been as busy as you want to be over the last few months, and I do feel that things will start to change over the next month or so in that regard, and that this has to do with work.
Okay. I mean, I would prefer it to be with my personal work to get more clients, but
It may well be that you are doing that. But just know that these things are options. They're coming up. They're headed your way. Things will be picking up. You will be busier over the next month or so with regard to work. So hopefully it'll be the kind of work that you want to be doing. The feeling that I get with regard to your client work is that you have some established clients that you continue to work with, some of the same people again. So they are very pleased with your work and coming back. Does that make sense to you?
Yes.
Okay. And this is a continuing trend, and I'm being made to feel a thumbs up with regard to this. So keep doing what you're doing because you are helping people.
I'm happy to hear that.
Well, good. I want to thank you very much for calling in, and we have reached the end of our allotted time this evening, but thanks for making my first night back a very pleasant one. I appreciate it. Please take
thank
care
you so
and
much.
Enjoy the rest of your evening.
Hey, you too. Thank you so much. I really appreciate it. Have a good night.
Thank you. You too. Bye-bye.
Bye.
And we have reached the end of our time on Blog Talk Radio this evening. Thank you, those who have listened in and those who have called in. And next week, hopefully, things will go a lot more smoothly. We will then be sticking to our 30-minute schedule. I'm not even sure what we did this time. I think we went an hour. But have a wonderful week, everybody. And Mercury retrograde will be over. So things will go smoother next week. Take care and bye-bye.